What do you deserve? What do I deserve? When we go through difficult moments in life, the first thing we express is, why me, Lord? This is not what I deserve. We have a self-righteousness that makes us look good in front of everyone. But if God shows us what is in our heart, we would back down, right? We would wince. We would realize that not everything we have stored there is good, and that there is a darkness in us, and we need to be free from all of that. So to grate on the concept that I do not deserve it, is it really like this? Why do I say this? Because today the world is at the mercy of the day, as the dish of the day, constant. As a part of life, arrogance, hatredness, the pride of man, we have immersed ourselves in a rather vain philosophy which takes God out of the context of our life to indicate to us which is the right path and show us the condition of our heart. But since we do not like to be inconvenienced, we simply distance ourselves from God. If I believe in Him, but let's leave Him up there, right? And we consider then humanists as the source of life and humanist philosophies. Forgive my expression that I'm going to tell you something vain. It begins with man, ends with man, and takes God out of the equation of man's life. Yes, my friends. Well, Jesus said it at some point, apart from me, you can do nothing. And this is a great reality. So humanist teaches us that we are gods, that we can do everything. If you fall, you can lift yourself up. You have to be resilient, right? And that you can do everything. But is it really like that? No. I believe that this pandemic has shown us how limited we are as human beings. How such as a microscopic virus can stop life, starting there. Then we can affirm that this philosophy that man can do everything apart from God, nature still reminds us that apart from God, we can do nothing. This is important to understand because when I am Haiti and consider that I only deserve the good and that the bad things that happen, I do not deserve them because another yes, but not me. So I forgot to be grateful because he simply considered that the good thing I receive is because I deserve it. When you give thanks, you are acknowledging that you do not deserve it. But it's a gift that you receive for love. Therefore, although you do not deserve it, you accept it. And in your heart humbly humbles itself by saying, I am grateful. These words have been erased from our memory, and they have been erased from our mouth. All the time we want more, more, and we never satisfied with anything. We receive something, we are praying to God for healing, we receive a healing, and we only say, oh Lord, I deserved it because I go to church, right? I give my tithes, I give offerings, I behave well with people, I do good works, and I deserve to be healthy. So in a nutshell, you give thanks for nothing. But you remember, thank you, Lord, but it was not that I deserved it. So you did it. Yes or yes. Look at this thought. Now maybe you don't think that way, but implicitly within us, our attitude, when we have pride and when we think thank them, learning to give thanks has been erased from our mouths because gratitude, my beloved friend, is an act of humility. From someone who understands that he did not deserve what he is receiving, but he has received it only out of love. I know that a grateful person is a person who considers himself privileged, humbled, and has an important characteristic, a grateful person. He is a person who is faithful. But we have become ungrateful. Both with the small things that we consider insignificant as a great thing that we receive, we are not grateful simply because we consider that we deserve them. Boy, are we so wrong. But that is what the world has taught us. and how we are accommodating to the world, because humanism becomes part of our philosophy, and boy, are we lost. Forgive me for telling you, and maybe it will make you want to turn off this audio, but I hope you don't turn it off and keep listening. But if this truth bothers you, it's because God is really speaking to your life, and today He wants to remind you of the importance of humility in your heart, and be always grateful. Never forgive me for telling you, we never have space to give thanks. We always have a moment to ask, and in a stable thirst. And if we were from God, but not from Him, but from material things of this world, and when we receive something, we think we deserve it, and we go for more, and we want more, and we are never satisfied. Therefore, we never are grateful. Look at a grateful person. It is a person who is satisfied, not limited in terms of vision, not conformist. One thing is to satisfy, another thing is to be conformist. You stay there, right? In a cube status. You stay there in a comfort zone, and you do not advance because you already considered that you achieved everything. No, a grateful person is a person who is satisfied, but this does not limit their ability to go for more by advancing in the purpose that God has determined in their life. It is not their own desire for carnality that leads them to envy, that leads them to be looking for the things only to satisfy their hatredness even more and their ego. Is this happening with you? When we are not grateful, it's because we are not valuing every detail that God gives us every day. I wonder, at what moment do we stop thanking? We are never satisfied. We are never satisfied, and we are always asking for more and more and more, and we never take the space to give thanks. Will this be correct? What are we going to do? We must be careful. This reminds me of the history of Luke chapter 17 from verse 11. I'm going to read it to you, and let's draw conclusions. While Jesus, on his way to Jerusalem, he reached the border between Galilee and Samaria. And when entering a village, 10 lepers stood at the distance screaming, "Jesus, teacher, have compassion on us." Jesus looked at them and said, "Go and introduce yourself to the priest." And while they were going, they were cleansed by the leprosy. Look at this. How wonderful. When one of them saw that he was healthy, he returned to Jesus and exclaimed, "Praise God," and fell to the ground at the feet of Jesus and thanked him for what he had done. This man was a Jew. This man was a Samaritan. Look at this, so tremendous. He was not even a Christian. He did not know the law. He did not know nothing. He only saw his hands and his body, and he realized that he was cleansed. A disease that was already leading him to die because there was no treatment. There was no cure for leprosy. He had to get away from the whole family. They were rejected by society. But now he was looking at his hands, and it seems like a dream came true. He no longer has anything. So this man was grateful. He was grateful. I know that he prostrated himself before Jesus. Now, when he comes to give thanks, in verse 17 it says, Jesus asked him, "Didn't I heal 10 men?" In other words, you weren't the only one who was healed. I healed 10. Where are the other 9? None returned to give glory to God except this foreigner. And Jesus told the man to get up and go your way. Your faith has healed you. Today the cases of coronavirus have skyrocketed. They have skyrocketed in the city, in this land. I remember that the pastors joined together with the government entities, such as the government and the mayor. And there was a time of prayer. It took a day for a cry, for a whole afternoon, and a good day. They were praying for Barranquilla. for mercy. I remember that after this prayer, the cases began to stop. They began to decline. The people were healed in the IC units. They were cleared, and Barranquilla became an example for Colombia. It was said that in Barranquilla, the cases had dropped considerably. What a blessing. A miracle had occurred. The prayer bore fruit. But what did the man do? What did the people do? They did not decrease a day to say, "Let us pray God and give him thanks. Let us thank him because he heard our prayer and he healed us. He healed our land, nothing." They began to put out programs and materials on the radios, on the television, praising the techniques and the tactics of the strategies they had to implement for the COVID. They began to praise man, praise his methods. They forgot God. We forgot to be grateful to the right person. Do you know what is happening now in Barranquilla, Colombia? Has an occupation and has a high rate, more than 90% of its intensive care units occupied. We have been on red alert for a long time. Man does not want to recognize it, but this does not hide reality from us. I wonder what happened. At what moment did all this take off? Yes, people have not been careful. They have not been prudent. But I think that there we should not look for the guinea pigs. There we must understand that we stop giving glory to whom he deserves the glory. We stop thanking, and this is what happens to us in life when we are ungrateful. We are arrogant. We are hatred. We consider that we deserve everything. We have vain justice for ourselves. We criticize everything. We question everything. And even the plans of God, we put them aside. This happened with these 10 leopards. Only one approach to give thanks to Jesus and to recognize that God had healed him. The others continued their way. We prayed to God. He answered us. He came like a firefighter, but he put out the fire and we left. And now we deserved it. But what makes you think that tomorrow there will not be another fire that he needs to put out and that it will get out of your hands? Well, we never thought that simply a response from God healed us and life changed us. So thank you, Lord. We always look to heaven. Thank you, Lord, for nothing, and I follow my life as I want. That is not to be grateful, my beloved friends. A true thank you. It is someone who recognizes who did it. What is to be humble? Who remains faithful and lives as God wants? But we forget to give thanks. And don't tell me no. I thank God, yes. Are you sure? When you get up, what is the first thing you do? Do you thank God? When you go to bed, you do not have a day as you expected, not so good. Do you thank God? On your lips, is it constantly thanking God for all the things that happened? Or is there more criticism in your heart than gratitude? I ask you, please, that we think about this for a moment and that we remember the importance of thanking, because a person who is grateful, listen to me well, what I'm going to tell you. And with this, I close. A person who is grateful is a person who always will be ready, willing to receive more. The one who is grateful will always have the door open from God to receive more from him. Father, I thank you for this simple, necessary, uncomfortable word, but which reminds us, Father, that the importance of being grateful, of recognizing you in our hearts, and that our past without you will have no meaning. Today, help us to again be grateful and to be able to value every detail. When we are grateful, the details do not pass us. We enjoy them. A grateful person enjoys every moment. A grateful person is able to receive more. A grateful person is faithful and humble. May this always be engraved in our hearts. And may a thankful praise for you never cease in our mouth. Thank you, Lord, in the name of Jesus. Amen. This was a translation from your pastor and friend, Elias Hoyos. He spoke to you. Blessings.